Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, guys.
Hey, I ate mushrooms for breakfast this morning.
Did you?
I did. Guess what they call me? A fun guy.
Oh, I knew it was going to be a fun guy comment.
Sorry. Someone just said that joke to me outside. And so now I'm running with it myself.
Are you still hungry or do you not have mushroom left in your stomach?
It's good. It's very good.
Why are you not laughing then?
Oh, because it's all right. It's not great.
You were like, it's good. That's like when people say, that's so funny, with no expression in their voice.
Trying to think of another mushroom joke. Mushroom, fungi, toad. I told you about it.
Oh, God.
Why aren't you laughing?
Because it's terrible.
Why aren't you laughing?
Do you know what I'd say? That's pretty shiitake.
That's good. Type
Gag.
Of mushroom.
Yeah, yeah.
What other types of mushrooms are there?
Portobello.
You know what they call you?
Quit while you're ahead. Quit at fungi.
You know what they call you, though?
What?
Portobello. Bello, Bella. Portobello.
Oh, you're so bad.
Should have quit after the
first. Should have quit at the joke you stole from another dude.
I should have quit when he told me the joke, and I shouldn't have even said it when I came
exactly,
in.
Exactly, exactly.
Oh, so many more laughs in this catch-up, just like you've heard then, so why don't we get into it?
Yeah, you're so right. Get ready for Josiah to be a real creep to a grandma.
Yeah, we'll let you here to make your own minds up as to what that context is, but get my creep on with a grandmother.
Yeah, of course you do. I'm trying to think of a mushroom gag to go out on.
Didn't leave much room for her to...
No, you can't just steal mine. Oh, God. All right. Enjoy, guys.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Do you have any in the system, some bad boys? Because I've done something really bad. See if you find that. Sorry.
How many times do I tell you?
To tell you during the song?
To tell me during the song.
Sorry, Ellie.
But you know what? I'm that good at my job that how does this sound? Bad boys,
This is why you're the best in the business, Ellie. I've done something really, really bad, and I'm feeling quite guilty about it. So shoplifting is something I do not condone because it is a terrible thing in society. Mm-hmm. It's the one thing my whole life that I'm proud to say. I'm not a big swearer.
Yep. No, you're not actually.
No, and I don't shoplift ever. Don't even close. You know, some people like who have good morals are like, they take grapes like you or, you know, people do that. No, you stole grapes that time.
I actually had a grape in Coles the other day.
Yes, you did.
But I was buying them.
Yeah, but you still ate them. So when you probably weighed them, it doesn't count. Anyway, there's another debate that we've already had on air. Yesterday I went to Coles and I bought a few items for the week, which I've left in my fridge at home.
Tampons.
Yes, the usual. I need those today.
Oh, God, I'm immature.
Just to shut my mouth. Anyway, I went to the checkout. I'm still getting used to this plastic bag thing.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to get your head around because I've got about 30 of those bags, Coles bags at home, because every time I go, I never take my own bag.
Same. We've just started filling up a second cupboard full of them.
How do you remember? Like, I'm going to have to start putting them in my car. But after you empty the ingredients, though, the last thing you want to do is go back to the car to put them in. Mm. You just forget. You just stick them in the cupboard and go, I'll use it for something.
Yeah.
Anyway, yesterday I'm checking out all my items. I got one of the Coles bags, put it on the thing, filled it up, walked out, got to my car. Paid for all my stuff. That was good to go. And I sat there and I went, oh, I did not just do that. Coles bags aren't free anymore.
No.
I took it off. I didn't scan it.
Oh, Josiah. Bad boys, what you gonna do? You're a thief, mate. You're a bloody thief.
I mean, I'm a dodgy guy in many areas, but shoplifting is not one of them.
Well, I beg to differ because you just shoplifted.
A 15-cent Coles bag. Terrible. I don't know how I'm going to sleep tonight.
I think you need to take 15 cents into Coles today and say, look, guys, I'm really sorry.
I would gladly do that. And do you know what makes this worse?
What?
My uncle, I've never spoken about, maybe I've mentioned
him
once.
You've spoken about him a few times.
Yeah, he's a good looking man, my uncle. That's a bit weird.
That's why you've spoken about him. Because you're obsessed with him.
But he is a professional shoplift catcher.
Yeah.
Hence why I'm so big on shoplifting.
Yeah.
And he also cracks down on it big time.
Well, what do you think he'd say, Josiah?
He would be absolutely devastated to hear that I took a 15-cent Coles bag. So to my uncle, I'm sorry. And to society, to Coles, to everyone else out there who's disappointed in me, I'd like to say I'm very sorry.
To me, because you've been ragging on me for taking a grape, which would be worth less than 15 cents.
It would be.
So,
however you do that on purpose, apology. I accidentally took that bag. I apologised to my Uncle Shane.
Oh, Josiah, you're a bloody thief, mate.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
My boyfriend was here on the weekend.
Hey. He's gone now, has he?
He's gone. Short and sweet, but beautiful times.
Back to being single for you.
Yeah, come at me, boys. I've realised something a bit strange about Gav that I've since realised a lot of people do, and that's the way he gets dressed. So he'll put his undies on, right? Which is what everyone puts on first.
You, wait, wait, you see him get dressed?
No.
Gross.
He's got his back to me.
Oh, okay, cool.
I don't see any front bits. Anyway, he'll put his undies on first. And then, second bombshell, he puts his socks on.
Yeah, that's weird. That's a bit different.
Before his pants, before his shirt.
Yeah, that's a bit different,
isn't it? Is that weird?
Oh, I think so. I mean, there's no set structure to how you should put your clothes on.
Well, I feel like there should be.
There should be. I'm trying to picture how I do it. I put my underwear on. Picture that.
Yeah. Oh God.
Then my jeans or whatever pants on. Yeah, pants next. I don't go socks. Socks is last.
Well, he reckons that he only does it when he's wearing long pants, like jeans or dress pants or work pants or something. But he reckons putting your socks on once you've put your pants on is too difficult because you've got to bend over in them. And so he puts his socks on first. So he's standing there in his undies and his socks.
So did he just get changed in front of you and you just saw it happen, like unfold in front of your eyes? And then were you just like, hang on a second, let's just hold back here. What are you doing?
Yeah, I was watching him in his undies and his socks and I was like, that is not a good look. Why are you doing that? He goes, everyone does it. Have you ever been to the gym and seen the guys' dressing rooms? Everyone does it. And I was like, well, no. I mean, I'd love to see the guys' dressing rooms at the gym, but I haven't. So I did a bit of research, looked into it.
Oh, you did a bit of Googling.
Did a bit of Googs.
How do guys get dressed in the morning?
Yeah, I know. I did it on the work computers and I regret it.
Yeah, no wonder our boss came to talk to you.
No, but it turns out heaps of guys do this. Undies, socks. So then I thought, all right, let's turn it into girls. I don't know a single girl.
How do you get dressed in the morning?
I do undies.
Sorry, slow down. Let me picture this.
No, let's not picture it.
Let me visualize it.
I'm just going to breeze through it really quickly.
Right.
Undies,
yep.
Pants.
Slow down.
Undies, pants, bra, top, jumper, scarf, makeup, socks, shoes.
Yeah, so you're essentially like guys. I think that's the right way to do it. Undies, pants, top. I mean, the things we talk about. It is a fascinating thing because there'd have to be other people out there like Gav that do it the different way.
Yes.
I feel like we're the normal ones.
Okay. Well, let's put it out there. 13, 12, 16. What is the correct order to get dressed in? Where do you put your socks on? At the start or at the end? And hey, also, I talked to my housemates about this, the order, and they put undies and bra on first, whereas I tend to do undies and pants before the bra.
Right. See, there's got to be more Gavs, more me's out there that do change up the process a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's put it out there. 13, 12, 16. I'm gonna get ready. What order do you get dressed in? Give us a call now. We'll take them after this. Adrian from Shepby giving us a call. What's the correct way to get dressed, buddy?
Jock, socks, pants, T-shirt.
No way. So you're like my boyfriend. You like to get the socks on after the undies and before anything else?
Yeah, because who can be bothered pulling their pants up to put their socks on once they're ready to roll, you know?
What? So you're saying because it's hard to bend down to put your socks on? Is that why you put the pants on after?
Nah, it's just quicker, I reckon.
Yeah,
quicker.
See, I think I'm part of the norm. I feel like most guys would go undies, pants, everything else, socks, shoes last. But you saying the opposite. You and Gav are weird, man.
Yeah, there's strange ones out there, you know.
What about your shoes, though, Adrian? Like, I feel like socks and shoes go on together. So if you're already bending down to put your socks on, you may as well bend down at the same time to put your shoes on.
Nah, because I'm straight out the door, boom, in the morning, gone.
Hey, good point. Yeah, Age, you've got to bend down twice, not only for your socks, but then back down for your shoes. That's got to take a lot longer than the other way.
Nah, the shoes just slip straight on. We're out here.
Oh, right. You don't need to bend down.
I love this debate. Yeah. It probably changes 1 second of timing.
Yeah, that's it.
What about, do you look at yourself in the mirror in your undies and your socks and think, oh, yeah, that's a good look?
Oh, yeah, every now and again, you know.
Yeah, do you have a Mrs. Age?
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah, does she love it when you're just walking around the house in your undies and socks?
Oh, you never know.
Keeps very quiet.
In other words, no, she hates it. Yeah. He just doesn't want to admit it.
You never know. Yeah.
All right. Well, you've helped us to clarify this debate this morning. Thanks for your call, Adrian.
No worries. Take it easy.
Maybe too. Gav isn't as weird as we think.
Maybe.
Nah, there will be a few of them out there.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
So, Jay, you're going to need to unlock your phone.
Oh, sorry. Here, let me just put it in front of my face. iPhone X. Facial recognition. There you go.
We mentioned earlier in the show that we're going to be talking to the world's hottest grandma today.
Yeah, really excited for this. It's actually a radio exclusive. We're the first radio show in the world to have her on.
There you go.
She's been all over the Daily Mail and all that, but yeah, we've tracked her down and got her on.
Yeah, her name's Gina. She's 48 years old and she is hot to trot.
She looks like a Playboy model, doesn't
yeah,
she?
She
looks
does.
Like, she looks like Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, she's in the running for Maxim Cover Girl of the Year. So it doesn't even matter that she's a grandma for that. She's actually beating out like 20-year-olds.
You know,
stuff.
When we get her on later, I might even tell her she looks like Pamela Anderson. Is that offensive or is that all right?
No, it's okay.
Cool.
But you. Your role in this show is to tee up all the interviews that we get, and you do a wonderful job at it.
Thanks, Ellie. Yep, some but big exclusives with block contestants, the batch every now and then. That's about it.
Yeah, good job, buddy. Okay, I've already tooed your horn. I've given you some praise.
Sorry,
calm down. But your role, I never realised the lengths that you went to get these interviews.
You don't usually ask questions.
No, usually I'm just like, okay, good job. You got Andy Lee. Good, cool. But then when you just showed me some of the messages that you've been sending to the world's hottest grandma yesterday.
I mean, I got her on. Let's just leave it at that. I don't think we need to go
no,
into any
I think
more
we
detail.
Do, because I think the people need to hear this. You slid into her DMs.
I mean, how else am I meant to get in contact with her?
No, you're right. You're right. Fair enough.
I saw the article on news.com.au.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I found her on Instagram. I was like, how can I get in contact with her?
Slide into the DMs.
She's got her messages on where you can still send them to her. So I was like, bang, here I go. Slid straight in.
Something you're very good at. And it started off innocently enough. You know, just, hi, my name's Josiah. I'm from HIT, blah, blah, blah. Would you like to come on for an interview? Then as it goes on, it gets more and more flirtatious.
Do you have to be on my phone right now?
Yes.
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yes, I feel like your girlfriend checking your phone to make sure you're not doing
anything
wrong.
That, yeah.
And if I was your girlfriend, I'd be concerned by these messages. So she started sending through some pics.
Yeah, she didn't have much clothes on,
No clothes at all.
They weren't personal pics.
For a
Let's
granny,
clear this up.
She's got a good rig.
Yeah, they're like the Maxim cover photos.
Yes, it's not. Sorry, I should clear that up. It's links to vote for her in Maxim.
Don't get me wrong. I wish they weren't, but
Josiah's response, that is in caps locks. Incredible. Let's give you a lot of love on air this week and drive those votes for Maxim even more. So, so cool.
I'm just sucking up to her. Nothing
then
wrong
with
that.
Then you chuck some smiley faces in, which you know a smiley face for me is the most flirtatious thing you can do.
Nah, the winkies.
Yeah. Oh, they're both. She's replied, okay, babe, thanks so much. I'm almost there and be great for local support. Cool, cool, cool. More photos sent through, more links than you. Would be so, in caps, amazing. We need you to win. Looking fire emoji.
She does. Well, she sent me all these photos. I've got to acknowledge them somehow.
Oh, then you've chucked a love heart in.
Did I?
Yes.
Oops.
Yes.
That could get me in a bit of trouble. I don't remember doing that one.
Don't worry, she's giving you some back.
Oh,
so,
perfect. That's
really,
okay then. That's all right then.
I mean, I want to say, like, tune into this chat because it's going to be an interesting chat. We're going to learn all about modeling for grandmothers.
Is she a single grandma or is she married?
As if you don't know,
if
you haven't done that research.
Probably look that up because if she's taken, then that's okay. It's just two people trying to get an interview on with each other. You know what I mean?
I don't think she's taken, mate.
I feel like
judging by her replies. Okay, babe, thanks so much for your support.
Hey, maybe she's just as polite as I am. You know, and you
just
know what?
Flirtatious.
We have got a world exclusive with this lady.
Yeah, no, you're
and
right.
You're paying me out. You should be saying thank you, Josiah.
Hey, I'm not. I'm just reading out your methods so the people know what you go through, the hardships you go through in this job.
I mean, it's a tough gig, and someone's got to do it. And a little thank you from yourself in the Golden Valley.
Thanks, Jay. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to the chat. It's going to be happening after 7
o'clock. Let's just hope it's good.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Big news, guys. Breaking news. The biggest relationship, the most talked about relationship of 2018 has been Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson.
I don't like this guy.
Why?
I don't know. Since the get-go, he just feels like a bit of a rebound. He feels like a bit of a tool. He's just one of those guys when you he just looks like he's full of himself. He's got well on himself. And I know him.
Do you?
No,
you
I don't.
Mates?
But you can just looking at him, you can tell.
Okay. Well, lucky for you, Josiah, the relationship's come to an end. There are some tears left to cry, unfortunately, for Ariana Grande. And let's not lie, we all saw it coming. They got engaged after about 2 weeks of seeing each other.
Literally 2 weeks of dating.
Yes.
Didn't know each other. She broke up with her ex 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
Got together with Pete 2 weeks later. Two weeks after that, she's engaged to him. Come on, man.
So the whole thing lasted like 5 months. And in that time, they got a whole bunch of matching tattoos.
Once again, slow down, Ariana.
Yes, a lot of mistakes in this story. But it's not uncommon for people to get relationship tattoos.
Hmm.
We've all seen it happen before. I myself have been in that situation.
What, you got a tattoo?
I didn't get a tattoo. I'm ink-free since 93.
That's a good even little, though she got that tattooed.
I know.
On you.
Unfortunately, I was born in 91 though, so you know,
ink free since 93.
I had heaps of tats.
That
when
looks
I was born.
So good on my sleeve. I don't have a sleeve. That's right. Damn.
There you go. Yeah, you and I are both ink free, but Ariana and Pete, they're not. He got the initials AG tattooed on him. He got Grande on his ribs. He got a little Playboy bunny behind his ear, and she got heaps of stuff too.
Yeah, she got what's his name, Pete, on her ring finger.
Yeah,
instead of an engagement ring.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Very bold. Don't do that, guys. I mean, maybe do it after like 30 years. But a lot of people do it. So my ex-boyfriend got my name tattooed on him. He got...
What, Ellie?
Yeah.
He got, not Eleanor? Ellie?
No, not Eleanor.
Because Eleanor's your full name.
No, it's not. I don't know what you're talking about. No, he got Ellie tattooed on his like hip bone.
Why?
Damn, I don't know, because he's a loser. I was in Europe at the time. I didn't know he was doing it.
Was he drunk?
No, I don't think so. It was so bizarre.
He did that because he loved you, but then went and cheated on you.
Yeah,
with a girl.
So that's the thing. Then we broke up because he cheated on me. And I said to him after we broke up, I was like, so did the girl that you cheated on me with see that Ellie tattooed on you?
What did he say?
He just went quiet.
Awesome.
That's the best.
You got him.
Yeah,
got my him. Best mate, actually, Sam, he had the date. So he had a deck of cards on his sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the date in the decks as the two, the, what was it, the two, the three, and the ace. And it was the 23rd of April, his date with his ex-girlfriend.
Right.
So when they broke up, I do not encourage this.
Yeah.
He, to get rid of it, he got a cigarette and burnt one
See, that just shows
out.
He's in a pretty dark place.
He was in a very dark place, old Sam.
But this is pretty common. We've all been there, kind of. If you've got a story about having to cover up your tats, we want to hear about it. When the relationship ended, or maybe you just had to cover it up in a different way, because Ariana and Pete... they got some serious tattoo removal to do.
Yeah, or they're going to be covering up very well. I feel like there's a lot of tattoos in the Goulburn Valley, so there's going to be a lot of stories.
Yes. All right, give us a call now, 13 12 16. Tattoo cover-ups. Tyler from Shep, you've given us a call. Have you got a tattoo cover-up story?
Sure do. I've got my old man's name and his birthday tattooed on my wrist, and I went and showed him, and he's like, hey, are you proud, Dad? And he's like, yeah, no, it's good, but the side just stuffed the date up.
No,
Tyler.
So, he was born on the 15th of the 5th, 61, and I got 15th of the 6th, 61.
No.
So, whole month off.
So, yeah, he was overly happy, but he wasn't that happy.
So what are you going to do? Have you fixed it yet? What did you do?
I got a little bit of a white out and put some white out on it to make him happy on that minute. But, yeah, that was about it.
I guess at least when you're getting, if you got tattoo removal, a six, turning a six into a five isn't that hard. You just have to shave off that little bit.
Yeah, just shave off the bit in the where the zero part is and away we go.
Oh, saying shave off makes it sound really, like,
it
vicious.
Makes it sound bad. Doesn't look like I'm going to get a razor out. Just shave it off.
Yeah, just go to a tattoo removalist. Don't do it yourself.
It's a shame you didn't go a month early as well. Yeah. If you went a month earlier, at least you could be like, okay, well, I'm just giving myself a month's notice so I can get you present, you know? Yeah. But a month late, you're screwed.
Yeah, no, he wasn't too happy.
So when are you going to get it fixed, Tyler? Are you in a rush or...?
No, it's been like it for probably 8 years now.
No way.
That's just a reminder that, you know, I stuffed it up.
Awesome. You should start celebrating his birthday on the 5th instead of the 6th from now on.
Yeah,
I probably should, shouldn't I?
Yeah, do you know what? You did a nice deed for him getting the tattoo. The least he can do is change his birthday, you know?
You tell him, Ellie.
That's right. Or he could at least pay for it to get fixed for me.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Come on, Dad.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Josiah, how old would your grandma be?
My grandmother would be roughly 74 years old.
Okay, mine's 88.
Is she?
Yeah.
I bet you're there.
Oh, she's holding herself well for 88, but she's nothing compared to a woman named Gina Stewart, who's been named the world's hottest grandma at the age of 48. She is stunning.
Oh, I've been on her Instagram plenty of times, and trust me, this title is well deserved. She's probably best described as, I reckon, like a hotter version of Pamela Anderson and younger.
Yeah, 100%. Well, lucky for you, Josiah, she joins us right now. Hello, Gina.
Hello.
Gina, was that description okay?
Oh, that's so funny.
It's true.
That's a compliment.
We were looking at your Instagram just before and Josiah was like, who does she look like?
Oh, I did get that a lot in my 30s. Rachel Hunter, I used to get that a lot as well.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Yeah, but I love Pamela Anderson.
Now, you're from the Gold Coast. Do you get your Pamela Anderson out a little bit, your lifeguard on a bit, or run down this beach?
I couldn't save anybody. There's just no way. I can't even save myself.
Now, Gina, you've been voted the world's hottest grandma. That is an amazing title to have. Congratulations.
Oh. Thank you. It's a bit crazy, but like, yeah, it's funny.
So you've got, how many kids do you have?
Four.
Four. And like then how many grandkids?
One.
How's that title of hottest grandma been taken by you? Are you happy with the title?
At first I thought it was like just really funny and hilarious. And I was just like, I don't even know how that even started. And then it's just sort of, you know, it's evolved.
When you became a grandma, did you think, oh, all right, it's all downhill from here. I can't be, you know, because grandmas typically aren't the sexiest, but you've just really changed that whole perception.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to, like, start wearing my grandma undies yet. Still going to wear my sexy lingerie.
I'm not going to lie. I'm only 26 and I've started wearing my grandma undies, so I should really lift the game.
Gina, I've been on your Instagram and I'm telling you what, there's no grandma undies on there.
Oh, it's calm your farm, Josiah. Calm your farm. So word on the street, Gina, is that you've been approached to appear on Married at First Sight. Is that true?
I had been approached.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have been approached.
Is it something you'd be interested in?
Oh, you'd be so good.
We could get you some more kids to a new man.
No way. No more men, no more kids, no more nothing.
Oh, men are terrible, aren't they, Gina?
Oh, they're just like little boys, really. They need to grow up.
Yes, we are.
You are preaching to the choir here, sister. I have to work with this one every day, and he does my head in. In fact, you could come take him off my hands. I'm sure he'd prefer you in the studio than me.
More than happy to do that swap.
Okay, calm down yet again. Calm down. So what we want to do, Gina, is we want to find the Goulburn Valley's hottest grandma, because that's where we are, and we know that there's a lot of hotties around here. Any words of advice to women who are grandparents and they, you know, want to put themselves out there?
It's just all about having a young heart. Like, age is just a number, and just all about your young heart, really. It's just be you. Just don't change who you are.
Very true.
Be the person that you want to be. There's no rules in life. You're not hurting anyone, so just do what you want to do and don't care what anyone else says.
Of course.
Great advice, actually. Gina, it's true as well that you're currently going for Maxim USA Cover Girl. Is that true?
Yeah, I received an email from them and they invited me to be in that competition. So the prize money is $25,000. So if I do win that, then I'll be donating that to charity. So I just thought I'd give it a good go. I don't think a grandma has ever graced the cover of the Maxim magazine before. So hopefully I'll give it a good go to try and make history.
So if you want to vote for her, the best way to do it is to go to Gina Stewart Official on Instagram. Give her a follow while you're there because she's very popular, puts up some amazing photos, and in her bio is a link to be able to vote for her. So make sure you get behind her. She's an Aussie girl, so get behind her and give her all the votes you can.
Yeah, and thank you so much for coming on our show this morning, Gina.
Oh, and I thank you.
Good luck with it all, and tell the grandkids we say hi.
I will. Thank you so much.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Big congratulations to Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. They've announced overnight their first child, that she is pregnant. Congratulations.
Congrats, Meghan. Proud of you.
It's pretty soon.
Good job.
When do they get married?
Only in May. So really, they got straight onto it. If they're expecting in March... June, they would have been pregnant.
Does that mean they were pregnant, conceived before the wedding or after?
No, a month after. So honeymoon baby.
So they've done things right via the royal protocol.
Yes, well done, guys.
Congratulations. Now, an interesting fact that's come out about this is that they're, obviously he's Prince Harry.
Yep.
There's a chance their child might not be a prince or a princess.
Right.
Interesting.
Well, they're a duke and a duchess as well. Well, that's their official title.
Yes, that's their official of where they are. What are they?
Sussex,
that's the one.
Yeah.
But he's also Prince Harry, obviously.
Yeah.
How's this, though? Because he's not first in the line for the throne, the first child of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle won't be given the title Prince or Princess.
Oh, what a... being as robbed as much as Roger Federer was robbed on the weekend at the Ferris. <Ferris. laughs>
Unless the Queen approves it.
Okay.
So the Queen can put in writing, it's now Prince or Princess, whatever they end up having.
Yep.
So that's the only way to approve it. So if she doesn't approve it being a Prince or Princess, which there is a good chance because he's not the eldest child, you following?
Yep.
It'll be a Lord.
That's mean of her though. Like, why can't she just, what's it to her?
Well, I mean, she's in charge of the whole
throne.
Yeah,
I know, but just be like, yeah, cool, of course you can be a prince. Cool, go for it.
She's the head of the monarchy.
Yeah, she doesn't have to get him a present for Christmas if she makes him a prince. Just like, here you go, there's your present. Hey, I'm allowing you to be a prince.
Maybe Lizzie should enter our hottest grandma competition. We're looking for the Golden Valley's hottest grandma. She can definitely enter.
Yeah, 100%.
So, Lizzie, if you're listening, feel free to add your entry. Send us a DM on Instagram.
Her and Gina Stewart, the actual world's hottest grandma that we interviewed earlier in the show, they're on par.
Very similar people. So how's this, though? So their kid could most likely be a lord or a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is a tie-in with me with this.
Oh, God. And of course there is.
There's something you don't know about me.
You and Meghan Markle are having a secret affair and the new prince/princess is your love child.
She is in Australia at the moment, so there is a small chance of that. However, that isn't my announcement.
Okay, what's your announcement?
A big drum roll.
Yeah.
There's something you don't know about me, which I think you and the Golden Valley should be across. I am also a lord.
No, you're not.
I am 100% a lord.
What, in your own lunchbox?
No. I have on my license the official title, Lord Sharla of Glencoe.
Your license, your driver's license.
Uh-huh, I'm
show
a lord.
Me.
It says, sir, you have to call me Sir Sharla.
I want to see your license.
My license is in my bag.
Oh, I feel like that's a very important part of this story that you bring the proof with you.
No, listen to this. And my dad is as well.
Yeah.
Let me break it down to you. Just like the royals.
Is this an Albanian thing?
It's not Albanian. I'm not royal. I am not a prince of Albania.
Okay.
Although many say I should be.
You've never been there, so.
I'm the prince of Shep, not the prince of Albania.
Oh, God.
No, listen to this. So I bought some land in Scotland a few years ago.
How?
On the website.
How much did you pay for it?
A square meter for $50, right? I also bought some for my dad as a present, Skender.
Yeah.
So my dad, if you own land in Scotland, you are allowed the title Lord or Lady. So I bought a square meter online through this website.
Yeah.
I got a certificate in the mail which says whenever I go get my driver's license done, I now have to be referred to as Lord Sharla.
I will never refer to you as that. Ever.
Well, it's my official title.
I don't care if you've got a square meter of land. Unless you have like a housewarming party on this square meter of land, I'll come to that.
Yeah, well, I could probably only plant a tree. So from now on, Golden Valley, if you see me out and about, you have to refer to me as Lord Sharla.
Golden Valley, no, you don't. Just so you know.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
A happy accident, Ellie, has led a man to winning the lotto twice in one day.
That is one happy accident.
Imagine getting that call. So he's been putting the same numbers in. He's from the Gold Coast, actually. Sorry, I read that wrong. Sunshine Coast.
Oh, get it right. So, come on.
Minor details, Josiah. So he won $1 million in the lotto. So there's four major winners.
Mm-hmm.
Each of them won a share of $4 million.
Mm-hmm.
So four guys, $4 million, $1 million each. Easy mass. Every person got the call. This guy was celebrating, going nuts. He'd just won $1 million. His numbers that he'd been using, he's superstitious. He uses the same numbers every time.
Yep.
He won. He's going, I've won $1 million. This is crazy. He gets a call from the lotto department. You know you get a call if you win?
No. How do they know?
If you're a registered user.
Right.
So if you're a registered lotto player, yeah, that's how you get a call. If not, if it's anonymous, it's up to you to come and collect your ticket.
Can you only be registered if you use the app or if you just buy it from a newsagent?
Both.
Right.
Yeah, you get a lotto card that you can actually swipe. Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah, you should get one today.
I've only bought a lotto ticket like twice in my
really?
Life.
Gamble responsibly.
Yes.
Anyway, he gets the call and they're like, congratulations, you won the lotto. He's like, yep, he's a lot of F-bombs here on my sheet.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I can't believe this. I'm going crazy.
Yep.
They're like, no, you don't understand. You've bought two tickets. You've won twice. He's like, what? He accidentally purchased the same number twice without realizing it. He thought it hadn't loaded properly. So he said, no, do it again. He won lotto twice. He's now $2 million richer. So two of those 4 million tickets that won were both his with the same numbers.
That is the thing dreams are made of.
Isn't it?
Like no one wins lotto. The chance of winning lotto is so small. To win it twice, like...
But I told you that story about my mate's grandmother.
Sorry, I nearly got really aggressive about him. I was about to say something. I was like, I can't say that on the radio. And like, also, where's this unfounded aggression coming? Like, I should be happy for this man.
Oh, it's a bit jealous. It's like me when I see people win in hot seat, I cry because I'm annoyed with them. My mate's grandmother, he had a bit of coin. I'm like, where did, because his parents had pretty basic jobs. I'm like, how did he get all that money?
Yeah.
His grandmother had won lotto twice.
Oh, his grandmother.
Not like this guy. She won him twice, 10 years apart.
Yeah.
That is just what dreams are made of.
It's not fair. One day, Jay. One day we'll win it.
One day.
Hopefully today. And then we won't be back tomorrow.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Couples do cute things together, right?
Yes, that's all part of being in the old L-word love.
Exactly. Well, the other day my boyfriend Gav was in town. And he and I put up an Instagram story of he and I playing a game that we love to play together.
Yep.
And I got backlash galore. I got so many DMs from people being like, are you guys really doing this? What's
when
going
was this?
On?
Is this Saturday night?
This is, yeah, Saturday afternoon.
Oh, straight after the ferret race.
Yeah, straight after the ferret race. Went home and this is what I did. Gav and I love games. We love anything to do with a game. And one game in particular that we love is beer pong.
Ah,
you know, where you set up glasses at the end of a table in a pyramid and you have to throw ping pong balls into the glasses.
Here's a fun fact. I've never, ever played beer pong
what?
Before. Ever.
No, really?
Never, ever played it.
Okay, I'm having a tournament at my house.
Great. Feel like I'd be really good at it.
Oh, my God, we should do it. We should invite listeners.
They call me LeBron Sharla.
No, they don't. No one's ever called you that. No one has. Cool. You can keep thinking that. Anyway, so Gav and I love to play beer pong. And since I moved here and moved away from him, I don't really play anymore because I've got no one to play with. You guys don't like it. All my friends here. And so he was visiting on the weekend and he was like, do you want to play beer pong?
Hang on.
Like,
wait, wait. Is this with friends?
No.
Just the two of you?
We got home from the ferret
race. Versing each other.
Got home from the Shep show. Like, it's a Saturday afternoon. We'll probably have some drinks tonight. Why don't, let's kill time. Let's play a game of beer pong. Because we're very competitive with each other as well. It's like, I'm a better beer pong player than you.
So how does it work? You get it in the other person's cup, and if they do, they have to scull the cup?
Yeah, yeah. But, like, you just put a little drop in. So, you know, it's not like I suppose technically a drinking game, drink responsibly. but you only put, like, a little drop in. It's more the excitement of getting the balls in.
Right. And this is just something if you were playing with a bunch of friends and you're having a party, I kind of get it. But playing one-on-one with your boyfriend, I don't know if this makes your relationship super awesome or extremely sad. I'm leaning towards the second part. Not
well,
gonna lie.
You and the rest of my followers on Instagram, because everyone was replying to because I did a little story of Gav playing and, you know, me trying to get it in and then him getting one in, and everyone was like, are you two really playing one-on-one beer pong by yourselves on a Saturday afternoon?
It feels all parts awesome and sad. I can't separate the two.
What's worse is that I put my sweatbands on that I'd gotten for the Roger race. So I was fully like sweatbanded up. Like, I was on a roll. But apparently it's not a cool thing to do.
Nah, I think it's sad.
So I want to know, 13, 12, 16, has anyone else got a weird hobby? Maybe that they do with their partner or just something that they do by themselves that everyone else is like, what are you doing?
So like you and Gavin beer pong. My girlfriend Mia and I, tell me if this is a weird hobby, but I feel like a lot of people do this.
Yeah.
It's more her weird hobby.
Yeah.
Loves popping the pimples on me.
Oh, no.
Like she's
no.
obsessed with it.
A lot of people are like that. I don't get pimple poppers. I don't understand.
It hurts as well. And if there's a big one, I'm like, it's not ready to be popped yet. And she's like, nah, that's going. Like loves going through my back. It's like a secret weird hobby that she enjoys, and to be honest, it cleans my skin, so I don't mind it either.
Have you got a really pimply back?
No.
Have you got back knee?
No, I don't.
I've got
massive really good
spots
skin.
All over your back.
I'll get the one rogue one every now and then because I don't shower for a week's at a time.
All right, pimple back.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.